Tips for staying well in winter. We've joined forces with older people's charity Independent Age to bring you advice to help keep you well through the colder months. This is drawn from their Winter Wise guide, available in multiple accessible formats on their website. Staying warm, managing your energy costs. The oven and electric hob tend to use the most electricity, so consider using a slow cooker or an air fryer more often. They use much less energy. You don't need to avoid using the kettle, just avoid overfilling it. Running the light bulb costs very little and is still useful for keeping spaces lit. Keeping yourself warm. Aim to keep your home at least 18 degrees Celsius both day and night. Feeling cold is not just uncomfortable, it increases the risk of flu, heart attack, stroke, or hypothermia. Have your boiler serviced annually, ideally before winter arrives. At night, use a hot water bottle to warm your bed, but don't overfill it. Layering clothes and blankets is effective. The trapped air between layers helps to insulate your body. If using an electric blanket, check whether it's safe to keep on while sleeping or whether you should switch it off before you go to bed. Electric blankets are one of the highest fire risks during the winter months. Staying safe. Slips and falls inside. Use a non-slip bath mat in the bathroom. Mop up any spills immediately. Keep a nightlight, bedside light or torch easily reachable so you don't stumble in the dark. Eliminate trailing wires from plugs. Keep stairways clear of obstacles and ensure they're well lit. Avoid overloading electrical sockets. Outside in icy conditions. Wear shoes with a good grip and a warm lining along with thick socks. Keep grit and or salt to treat your paths outside. Your local council may provide grit for free. Carry a fully charged mobile phone so you can call for help if you need it. Avoiding scams. Scams thrive in times of uncertainty. Be cautious with deals that seem too good to be true. Never give out bank detail to someone who has called you unexpectedly. If in doubt, call the organisation directly via a phone number you know is genuine. Don't let pressure tactics push you into making snap decisions. Legitimate organisations won't demand immediate action. Staying well. Mental health and well-being. Exercise within your ability and maintaining a healthy diet both help your mood and general health. Stay in touch with family, friends, neighbours or community groups by phone or in person so you don't feel isolated. Keep a list of contact numbers handy or use a calendar to remind you to reach out. If anxiety or worry is mounting, try to focus on what you can control. Limit exposure to negative news. Talk about how you're feeling with someone you trust. Eating well. Try to have at least one hot meal a day, as this supports both warmth and nutrition. Eat a variety of foods to help provide all necessary nutrients. Stay hydrated. Aim for 6 to 8 drinks a day. This helps reduce infections and improves concentration, energy, and mood. Alcohol dehydrates you, so if you drink, stay within safe limits. 14 units per week is the UK guideline, and include non-alcoholic drinks. Help with affording food. If you're struggling financially, consider contacting your local food bank. They can provide emergency food and support. The Trussell Trust have information about benefits, grants and support. Call their advice line on 0808 208 2138. Access the WinterWise guide at independentage, that's all one word, independentage.org/get-advice/WinterWise. Or call Independent Age on 0800 319 6789.